Item number, SCP-3790-J. Level 5 classified, top secret. Containment class, safe. Disruption class, dark. Risk class, notice. Special containment procedures. An armed guard is to be stationed outside the entrance at all times, with orders to terminate any individual attempting to enter SCP-3790-J. Once a day, this guard is to enter SCP-3790-J and maintain all contained entities, with orders to terminate any entity approaching the door. Description: SCP-3790-J is the Colonial Shopping Plaza PetSmart in Miami, Florida, now abandoned. It is accessible through the large automatic doors at the front of the store. Footnote: research regarding how to disable these doors is ongoing. A paper sign is taped to the inside of the door, reading, "Sealed by the Department of Health," where the word health is scratched out and replaced with abnormalities.
The remainder of this file has been locked by O5 order. Lock overridden.
The interior of SCP-3790-J is structured similar to a standard PetSmart. Footnote: a comparison to a truly baseline PetSmart is impossible due to the latent anomalous properties of all PetSmarts. The store is divided into several aisles and walkways, with four checkouts at the front. Only one of these checkouts is open at a time. It is unclear whether this is also an anomalous effect. The vast majority of SCP-3790-J is empty, excluding four aisles near the back of the store. Each of these aisles contains four animal habitats, excluding aisle 4. Each habitat contains an entity, is marked with a phrase written in Sharpie permanent marker, and has all openings sealed shut. Addendum 3790J1, Chamber Contents. Aisle 1, Common Pets. Habitat 1, Marking. This feels like the obvious solution. Description: a small glass tank containing a concrete figurine. The tank also contains a large amount of brown waste, which appears to be piling out of a makeshift litter box. The figurine is unmoving. Habitat 2. Marking. We'll try to sell you cures. Just say no. Description: a large glass tank containing a common mallard, wearing a porcelain mask fitted to its bill. The habitat also contains several surgical implements, which the duck uses to threaten personnel while quacking. Habitat 3. Marking. He has self-esteem issues. Description: a small wooden crate, nailed shut on all sides. A soft sobbing can be heard from inside. Habitat 4. Marking. Must be antimimetic or something. Description: reptile tank. Contains a common chameleon. Aisle 2. Aquatic. Habitat 1. Marking. So that's why you can't touch it anymore. Habitat: a dry fish tank containing a small shark. The shark swims around in the empty air and has several bruises on its snout. Habitat 2. Marking. Don't forget to feed the eel this time. Description: a large fish bowl. No personnel could recall the contents of this habitat. Habitat 3. Marking. Pretty big tank for a sea slug. Description: a massive glass fish tank containing the bloated corpse of an adult male, dressed in 18th century formal wear. Habitat 4. Marking. Mrs. Fish. Description: a small fishbowl containing a VHS tape of Disney's The Little Mermaid. The tape is unspooled. Aisle 3. Exotic. Habitat 1. Marking. No marking. Description: small pet rock carton containing one rock. Appears to be dead. Habitat 2. Marking. Do not eat. Description: glass tank containing a black snail which secretes a corrosive black slime. Extremely hostile. Habitat 3. Marking. Reads too much theory, no praxis. Description: a reptile habitat containing a boa constrictor. A severed doll arm is haphazardly glued to the snake's head. Habitat 4. Marking. Fat fucking lizard. Description: a small tank containing several shed lizard scales. Aisle 4. IO4 contains only one habitat, placed behind a large triple padlock steel door with a sliding viewport. Habitat 1. Marking. There she is. Description. A cat carrier containing the rear half of a common tabby cat.